Unit 10. The Okefenokee. 1. The mysterious and once unknown and terrifying Okefenokee Swamp is located in southeastern Georgia. It covers over 660 square miles. It is an ancient place with thick forests. The air is moist and heavy. There are narrow waterways and misty lakes full of water plants. Many animals live in the swamp's waters, on its islands, or high in its trees. For people, this jungle once served as a safe place to hide or as a home far away from civilization. Today, most of the swamp is a national wildlife refuge. The people have gone, but the beauty and mystery remain. 2. The Native Americans named the swamp Okefenokee, pronounced Okefenokee, from a native word meaning land of the trembling earth. That's because on many of the smaller islands, the trees and plants shook when people walked on the ground. Some Native Americans hid in the swamp to get away from government soldiers who wanted to put them on reservations. Some eventually left, but others stayed and made the swamp their home. 3. For most people, the swamp was a dark, enchanted place. It was full of mystery, superstition, and danger. But there was a group of people who didn't see it that way. For them, it was a paradise of trees and animals and water. It was also a place where they could live isolated from the rest of the world. These people arrived in 1850. They were a small group of Georgia pioneers who made the swamp their home. Far from civilization, they developed a unique way of life. They had their own manners, customs, and speech, and became known as swampers. 4. The swampers were a tough, self-sufficient people who lived a simple, almost primitive way of life. Yet, in many ways, they lived carefree, comfortable lives, too. They lived on grassy, forested islands on which they built sturdy cabins and planted gardens. They fished and hunted for food. There were plenty of animals to hunt, such as deer, wild ducks, rabbits, wild turkeys, and squirrels. There were also dangerous animals such as bears, cougars, and alligators. Even though alligators are very dangerous, the swampers learned to catch them. A swamper would put a long stick into a deep pool where he thought an alligator lived. Holding one end of the pole between his teeth, he would imitate the animal's deep growl. Pretty soon, the alligator would come up to investigate. Then the swamper would shoot it. Swampers ate the alligator and made things with its skin. 5. As swampers seldom had books or newspapers, they developed the art of storytelling. They made up stories about the swamp and its creatures, and about their lives. They told them around the fireside, and these stories were passed from one generation to another. Music was also an important part of life in the swamp. Swampers sang folk songs, which are songs they made up about their lives. They often played the fiddles and banjos and sang and danced. The swamp was very dark and thick with vegetation, so it was difficult for people to see each other. The swampers developed a way of communicating called hollering. It was a type of yodel, or call, that could be heard for miles. Each person had a special holler that identified him to the others. 6. The Swampers lived in peace in the Okefenokee until 1908, when a lumber company bought the swamp and covered it with railroad tracks. Then they came in and cut down hundreds of trees. They brought in hundreds of workers and built a small town on one of the largest islands. It had a bank and stores and even a movie theater. 600 people lived and worked there for 15 years. The wildlife was driven into the farthest parts of the swamp. The swampers, too, began to leave, although some worked for the lumber company. By 1935, all of the biggest trees were gone. The company left and the town was abandoned. The machinery rusted and the homes decayed. The grasses grew high, covering everything. The swamp eventually took back its land, but the swamp would never be the same again. 7. The state transferred the property to the federal government, and a wildlife preserve was created. It was already too late for some species. Such as the ivory-billed woodpecker, which became extinct. But for hundreds of other plant and animal species, it was their last hope of survival. Today, it is a safe hiding place, not for people, but for nature and its creatures.